Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always, especially when I get a chance to introduce you to someone that I've been introducing to you for 15 years today. This is her 15th anniversary. First time she joined me was 1997. She was only 9 when she first joined us on the show, and she's the president of the Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, Karen Kerrigan, who does more for small business pound for pound than anybody else in the world, and she's one of my heroes, Karen Kerrigan. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, Jim, it's great to be here. I was smarter back then.
We all were, Karen. We all were. It's great to have you back.
What happened over the last 15 years? I don't know what happened.
But, I know. Well, it's good to have you. It's good to have you back on the show, Karen. The fiscal cliff is, I wrote an article recently, the title was, "The Fiscal Cliff Looms Large in the Windshield of Small Businesses." What do you think?
Oh, Jim, I agree. You know, it's, I think that when I was last on this show, we talked about the fiscal cliff. Heck, we've been talking about it since the last 2 times I've been on the show. And I think both times you were asking, well, gee, you know, will they reach a deal? And I think those 2 times I said, I really don't know if they're going to or not, because, you know, ideologically, I think, you know, both the parties, were pretty far apart, the president, and, of course, a lot depended on the election. And I think, you know, what we said back then, coming out of the election, if Obama wins, he just feels like he'll have, you know, leverage and we could go over the cliff. And here we are right now. So,
The things he has said specifically that we know came out of his mouth say that he feels like he can't lose.
Exactly. And, you know, and I think, you know, intuitively, small business owners, at least many that I talk to of our members and entrepreneurs throughout the country, you know, even back at the end of the summer, they were preparing, you know, for the cliff in terms of, you know, they could not, nothing could be guaranteed in terms of what the tax rates would be. And so many of them started preparing and hedging, you know, for a cliff scenario. And I think that's why, you know, you did see, sort of, again, the economy slowing down, you know, job creation not being where it should be. And, of course, the very low confidence that business owners have, not only about their businesses, but also about, next year and where we're going.
This segment, I'd like for you to get your thoughts on where you think that they are in the debate. As we stand here, you know, just days, literally a handful of days before the cliff is will be here, the drop dead date will be here. Where do you think we are?
You know, Jim, I don't even know how they, you know, how they basically, if there's any time left. Now, you know, I have met with the congressional leaders. Some of my members have. You know, I was at the White House meeting with some of the economic advisors, and you know, with some of the negotiators. And, you know, it's amazing because both parties, like, we really want to make this happen, we want to do it. You know, there's only a couple hundred billion dollars separating us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and I do think it is, there is that amount separating, but, you know, you got to put together something that's going to pass in the House, to avoid.
Which makes you wonder. I mean, if the conservative wing, and that seems odd to say, the conservative wing of the Republican Party, isn't that an odd thing to say? If that group won't accept Plan B, how are they going to accept the next thing that President Obama is going to offer? It's not even going to be close to Plan B. Doesn't that mean we're going over the cliff?
Well, it could be, but it could also be Plan C, or where we should be. You know, the House already passed an extension of the tax cuts, you know, earlier in the year. And now it really is up to the Senate. I mean, I don't think that, Boehner is saying, gee, you know, he's throwing up his hands. He's just saying, okay, Senate, you put together a package, and if they put together a package and they pass that package, then it comes back to the House. And if it comes, when it comes back to the House, then you're dealing with a whole different package that could be a combination of lots of Democrats supporting the package and some Republicans as well.
Right.
So,
if you had to make a prediction right now, what would you say? Are we going to get something that's a patch that gets us farther down the road, like kicking the can, or do you think they'll literally just close up and walk away from the table and we'll go over?
Well, I think there's a chance, very good, 80-90% chance that we don't hit the deadline, that we go over the cliff.
You think there's an 80-90% chance we just go over the cliff?
Yeah, but I think that they will pull something together retroactively, but I don't know how that will look.
Right. Well, I think you may be right. I don't think they have enough time to get much done. Quick break, right back after these messages with our anniversary girl, Karen Kerrigan. After these messages, 10:20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.